Exclusive, RNC, Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal. American people are fed up with Biden-Harris policies. By Hannah Knudsen on July 25, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal. And the American people are fed up with the Biden-Harris agenda. The Republican National Committee, RNC, told Breitbart News exclusively on Tuesday evening. A statement that follows former President Donald Trump's Tuesday press call, in which he stated that Harris will not be too tough to defeat, also describing her as the same as Biden but much more radical. President Trump is right, the American people are done with dishonest Democrats. Like Kamala Harris, whose policies have made life unaffordable and our country unsafe because of her failed record as border czar. RNC spokesperson Anna Kelly told Breitbart News. Harris is dangerously liberal, and Americans don't want a more extreme version of the Harris-Biden administration's America Last agenda. She added, in the statement that comes as Harris secures enough Democrat delegates to become the Democrat presidential nominee in lieu of President Joe Biden. Related, Kamala Harris swiftly grabs spotlight after Biden's exit. The RNC's statement aligns with the sentiments espoused by Trump, who told reporters on a press call, focusing on Harris's failed job on the border, that Harris will not be too tough to beat if she officially seals the nomination. A likely scenario, given how many major Democrats are lining up behind her. During that call, Trump described Harris as the same as Biden but much more radical. She ran for president, and she failed badly. She never even made it to Iowa, Trump said after Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked the president about the likely prospect of facing off against Harris instead of Biden. She started off, she had little name value, from a large place. As you know, from California, and she had little name value. The name value didn't last long because she ended up dropping like a rock as people got to know her. She was decimated in debates by Tulsi, who I know really hit her hard, and others hit her hard. She was decimated in the debates, Trump said, noting that Harris was actually the nastiest to Biden. And that's why I was surprised that he took her. There was nobody nastier than her, Trump said. She played the race card at a level that you rarely see. She really was very nasty to him, and then he picked her, so I don't get that exactly. Now they act like they're great friends, but you don't really recover from that. I wouldn't recover easily from that. I wouldn't have picked her, he continued, predicting a repeat of history as far as her campaign goes. I think she is going to be, hopefully, frankly, for this country, I think similar things are going to happen to her that happened to her before, Trump said. She's been on the big stage. She had started off at a high level for false reasons since nobody really knew who she was. And, within a period of 4 weeks or 5 or 6 weeks in, she was decimated and never made it to Iowa, the first state, and never even came close to me. She went down to practically zero. So, if she campaigns that way now, and this is only going to be tougher, although she does have a lot of support from the fake news, there's no question about that, but if she campaigns the way she campaigned then, I suspect she won't be too tough, Trump predicted. During that same call, Trump emphasized that Harris is more pro-open borders than Biden and wants things that nobody wants, using the electric vehicle, EV, mandate as an example. You take a look at the car mandate, the electric car mandate, everything. Take a look at San Francisco now compared to before she became the district attorney. And you see what she'll do to our country, Trump told reporters. Adding, I think she'll be easier than Biden because he was slightly more mainstream but not by much. These sentiments also coincide with a recent ad from the pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated, which described Harris as dangerously liberal, as well. A GovTrack scorecard ranked Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019, further left than even Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as Breitbart News detailed Monday. GovTrack has since deleted the page with that data, asserting it is not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. Related, Harris campaign advisor on Harris being most liberal senator, we know who Kamala Harris is and was.